Hi, it's Pam Hendrickson. I read an article in a money magazine recently, and it really got my attention. Now, it was a techno-geek article about keeping up with technology, so I admit that there was much of it that was over my head. But there was one point in it that really stuck with me. See, whenever I think about keeping up with emerging technology or marketing innovations or content distribution channels, I start to tighten up because I think, man, I can't possibly add one more thing to my to-do list. But what I love what this article said is this, is that the problem with that kind of thinking is that it's actually already on my to-do list, whether I know it or not. The need to keep up with technology, marketing innovations, distribution channels is an unavoidable and critical element to not only keeping pace in your market, but to attaining any kind of competitive advantage. So the question isn't if we need to keep up with technology, the question is how do we keep up with technology without it taking over our lives? So I wanted to share this message with you because number one, I wanted to remind you, and that's me included, about how important it is in business to have a way to not only keep up with, but to take advantage of new technologies. And number two, to give you a really simple system to do it. If it's already on our plates, we might as well figure out how to do it in a way that's both effective and efficient. So here are three simple tips for keeping up with technology and marketing changes that directly impact your business. Step number one, know what's important to stay up to speed on and what's not. Now, you probably hear me talk about overwhelm a lot, and it's because I think overwhelm is one of the most important detrimental emotions that erodes progress. It's extremely difficult, if not impossible, to make good decisions and sometimes to make any decisions at all when we're in the depths of overwhelm. So the solution is we have to take charge of what we pay attention to. And I used to have this conversation with my mom a lot about how when I was a little kid and we were little kids, the challenge was finding information. I mean, we had to drive to the library and dig through books and try to get our hands on any information we could. Today, the challenge is protecting our kids from so much information that's out there. Well, the same is true of ourselves. We have to do what Jim Rohn used to say, which is stand guard at the door of our minds and be extremely choosy about what we let in. Now, some of that choosiness has to be proactively deciding what we need to pay attention to versus what we don't. So the first thing is not to get caught up with what your neighbors are doing, the whole I've got to keep up with the Joneses mentality. Take a little extra time up front to make sure that you only go for paying attention to the things and the technologies that really make sense to you. Now, let me explain what I mean by this. For example, here's what I need to stay up to speed on and be aware of trends for in my own industry. I made a list for myself and my business. I want to know what's going on as it relates to only these three things. Thing number one is content marketing. Thing number two is product development, and in particular, information products, e-learning, training and development type products. And thing number three is internet marketing. So it's content, it's products, and it's internet marketing. These are the three areas of focus I have in my business for me and for my customers. And I consider it my responsibility so I can lead people in terms of advancements in each of these areas. See, when you have this kind of clarity, it's so much easier to figure out what and who to follow and to carve out a small amount of time to do that. So once you know what information it is you want and need to stay top of, and I encourage you to make a list like I did. It's just three areas that I want to stay on top of. We're going to move to step two. And step two is to choose your top 3 to 5 sources of information in those areas that are important to you. See, your whole goal is to avoid information overload, but also avoid information gaps. So you've got to do a little time up front, not a lot, take a few minutes a day for a few days or a few hours just to do a deeper dive so you can make informed decisions about what to follow. So in my business, here's what I did. I spent some time with me researching on my own, and then I spent some time with my team, and I spent some time with colleagues to figure out who we needed to follow. So it's not just me deciding what thought leaders are. If I did that, I'd probably miss out on some people. So the question you want to ask here is, who are the influencers in my industry? So whenever I get in front of colleagues, one of the things I'll often ask them is, who do you follow? Who are some of the thought leaders you pay attention to, and who do you follow and why? So for me, I've divided up my approach to this into three pieces, the who, the how, and the what. So here's who I follow. And remember, it goes back to step one, the three areas I want to know about, which are content marketing, product development, and internet marketing. That's it, right? So whatever your areas are, your two or three areas, who are you going to follow? So for me, I have 2 or 3 social media sites I follow. So in the areas of content marketing, some of the ones I like are Content Marketing Institute or Marketing Profs or Convince and Convert. Those are 3 of my favorites. I have two or three training and development organizations I follow. One of those is very e-learning based. And I have two or three of my favorite internet marketers that I follow. So remember, those three things, right? Content, product, and marketing. The people I follow are the top people in those categories that I resonate the most with. Now, here's how I follow them. And I'm going to give you some very specific strategies here. The first one is Twitter. Now, Twitter sometimes can be underrated, but what I find is you can find out a lot in just 140 characters. Take the people you already know to follow, those thought leaders that you want to pay attention to, and check out who they follow. You can also search hashtags or use Twitter's Who to Follow feature, which makes recommendations for you as well. In fact, I found this really cool statistic on Mashable. 53% of people on Twitter will make product recommendations via a tweet. And almost 50% of reporters use Twitter for story ideas. So Twitter can be a great, quick, easy resource. Tip number two of where to follow these people is blogs or newsletters. Now, I only have 3 to 5 that I follow or subscribe to. And let's be honest, I don't read all of them all the time. But I get them so I can scan them and decide what's relevant and what's not. And you can do this by setting up a simple RSS feed if you have multiple ones you want to follow, or if you just have a few and a few simple ones, you can manage those pretty easily. Next thing you can do is use Google Alerts on terms and influencers in your industry. This gives you regular updates when thought leaders post content. So instead of you having to go out and find it, it alerts you that it's there waiting for you. And if you do this, my only tip is just schedule your alerts for once a day, or you're gonna drive yourself crazy with all these alerts coming in all the time. So manage that. Next, don't be afraid to subscribe to some email lists. I have certain email lists that I'm on, and I love being on them because number one, they put out great content, but number two, I love modeling best practices. I like to look at what they're sending, how often are they sending, how do they frame their promotions, what are the subject lines they use, what days are they promoting, what seems to be working well for them, because I promise if they're doing it again and again, it's because it's working. So it's one of the ways I find best practices in my industry is I just look at what other people are doing, and I experience those brands as anyone would experience those brands, so I can look at what makes them most sense. Now, all of these strategies I gave you so far are touch points that I use to stay in continual update, things I get ongoing so I can keep a pulse on what's happening in my market. But then there are two additional things I do periodically. I only do them a couple times a year, maybe a few times a year, to take a deeper dive to really understand the changes and innovations in my industry. This is so important if you're going to be a thought leader. So the first is go out to your own vendors and set up check-in calls. I did this once with my email marketing system. I had no idea I could even do that. And they prepared this amazing presentation that not only helped me better understand my own list and how I could improve my own deliverability and email reputation and all those things, but they also let me know about what's new that I could take advantage of. And if you just did this once or twice a year with the core vendors or technologies that you already own or subscribe to, you'll get great results from it. The second thing I do is a deeper dive to stay on top of my industry, and I think this is the most important thing if you were to only pick one thing out of everything on this list, is to network. Go to events, meet people, and talk to them. Now, you can do this online, you can do it through webinars or hangouts, and you can do it through actual industry events. I like to make sure I go to at least one or two industry events a year to create those relationships that are so important. But when you think about it, spending even 10% of your time in your business is not too much to create relationships, connections, and hear directly what the buzz is out there in your industry. And think about it, this is the entire purpose of an industry event, is to keep you up to date. And we're crazy not to take advantage of it. And who knows, they could ask you to be one of the next presenters at the next event. So that's who I follow and how I follow them. So finally, I want to share some tips for how I manage them. So the first thing is, a lot of these things that I follow, right, are things that come into my email system, which is already overloaded. So I use Gmail and I do two things. Number one is I set up rules of what to do with emails as they come in. So for any newsletters or blogs or content that I'm following, I have rules set up that means immediately as soon as the email comes in from that particular send address, it goes in a special folder called Reading and Updates. And then I have folders for each particular thought leader underneath that. So what happens is I'm able to go to those updates when I'm ready. Now for the leaders in my industry where I'm actually on their mailing list and they mail a lot, I have a separate Gmail account, a separate mailing address that tracks them so it doesn't get mixed up in my regular email. And I love it because I can go in there, I can log in and see what they're doing, and I don't have all those other emails in the way either. So it's a great way to track it without messing up my own inbox. And then what I do is every Friday afternoon, I have an hour that's always blocked off on my calendar. It's a little appointment I schedule with myself every week where I go in and I review what's there. I look at my reading folder, I look at the emails that are in there. And that little bit of progress ongoing makes a huge difference in results. So that's a little bit about how you figure out who to follow and how to do that. Step three here before we wrap up is my last piece of advice is just one change at a time. Test before you adopt. Now you have all this great information, you've got to actually use it. Become an early adopter to new technologies and new strategies in your industry, but use them and test them. Find out what works and what doesn't yourself so then you can report on them to your audience. And as you do this and become more and more of a thought leader in your industry, you'll also find yourself in a position where vendors are reaching out to you to test new things from the get-go. It's a great opportunity. So the final tip here is to use technology to stay on top of technology. Take it one step at a time and figure out just those couple of things that you need to follow and stay on top of and systematize it in your business. So I hope this helps. And my challenge to you is to take just a little bit of time in the next few days to get really clear about what you're going to stay on top of and what you're going to ignore in terms of new trends and technologies, and then just put a simple system in place to do it so it's on your terms. Put yourself in the driver's seat and focus on the things that you can control and you'll be in great shape. So let me know, of course, any tips or strategies you have for staying on top of technology and trends below. I love your comments and I love the dialogue as it helps us all learn from each other and cheer each other on in the process. So thanks so much for watching as always. Be sure to share this with any friends or colleagues who you know might find value in it. And I will see you in the comments below and of course in next week's training. So as always, go out and make it a great day. Bye for now.